Seeking extraordinary national security powers to deny asylum to migrants entering the country illegally. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After forcing out Jeff Sessions 2 days ago, the president tabbed the Justice Department's chief of staff to take over for now. And amid mounting criticism of the choice,
I don't know Matt Whitaker.
The president, though, calls him a very highly respected man who's only being scrutinized for one reason.
Anybody that works for me, they do a number on them.
Whitaker's been publicly critical of the special counsel's Russia probe, and Democrats have called on him to step aside from overseeing it. The president says he has not talked with Whitaker about the investigation and asked if he's pushing Whitaker to rein it in.
What a stupid question that is.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FBI continues to carefully examine the car and home of the man who killed 12 people at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. The shooter, 28-year-old Marine Corps veteran Ian David Long, apparently killed himself after gunning down customers in the Borderline Bar and Grill. Investigators are looking for clues to Long's state of mind before Wednesday's late-night shooting.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, to identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject.
That is FBI investigator Paul Delacorte. Long has had minor run-ins with the law, including a traffic accident and bar fight with law enforcement earlier this year. Police were called to his home after neighbors reported what officers described as a disturbance. At a time, police said that Long was somewhat irate, acting a little irrationally. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to a report by Brown University, the U.S.-led war on terrorism has killed about 507,000